This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Folks down in Louisiana and Mississippi like to eat their crawdads and their bullfrogs and the rest of it. And, well, sometimes they just throw the whole frog in the boiling pot. But they learned that if you throw one into boiling water, he'll just jump right out. But if you set him in a cool pot of water and you just turn the heat up slow, he thinks it's a hot tub at first and then passes out and dies a painless death. And that's where America and the world is right now. We're in the middle of the New World Order, Great Reset, takedown of civilization.
The world is not driven forward by big, grand decisions. The world is driven forward by small action, but actions which are integrated into an overall system. Mm.
This is a scientific technocracy takeover to force us onto the AI global social credit score cashless society system.
If you're left behind, you're facing something far worse, which is to be completely irrelevant. They won't even need you as a serf or as a slave. Adding to the body a second immune system, which is not organic but an inorganic immune system, made up of millions of tiny nanorobots inside your body.
What I learned from a source who is a very unique source, having infiltrated the globalist cult at the UN level, is that he was in high-level meetings that required number of security clearances, where they actually discussed the plan to bring 100 million people into the United States in order to pave the way for a regional government of U.S., Canada, and Mexico. And that was to bring in 100 million people from Latin American countries together with a strategy of creating these cartels, making life unbearable. It's called the push-pull strategy, where they push all these people out of these countries where it's unbearable living like this, and they pull them into the United States. And then once you reach that critical number of over 100 million in this invasion, they will then propose that, well, for your family and friends back home who need, you know, you need ease of travel, they need a better life, and so on, and we can do all this better with a regional government than we can with a U.S. government. And they will have enough critical mass inside the country in order to effect that policy. That's the globalist plan that we're working towards.
Now, being aware of this is the key to winning. And whether you're in Sweden, or whether you're in Italy, or whether you're in Canada, it's spreading all over the planet. So the globalists are in trouble. And this fight is literally in a tie position right now. If you think collapsing borders is bad, if you think all the terrible things in wars and police state and political purges and censorship and cashless societies and gun purchases being tracked by the credit card companies illegally and putting you in a database, if you think that's bad, you ain't seen nothing yet.
Last night I talked about my involvement in the development of a little microchip implant. And many people have already taken that microchip implant. The news media has talked about it being a good thing. And they will tell you that it's a good thing to have this. Your children won't ever get lost again. They won't be able to give you the wrong medication. You won't be able to lose this thing. And so the plan is underway that you will receive it. I would be remiss if I came to you and didn't tell you that God's word says, don't you take it.
What matters for our children is we win this fight. What happens to us doesn't matter. And in that challenge, in that conflict, we will find the road to God.
The best-selling book in America last week was The Great Reset and the War for the World, written by Alex Jones. Jones sold more than 56,000 copies of his book last week. But the New York Times lied about that because the New York Times doesn't want you to know that. The New York Times wants you to believe that Alex Jones is more discredited than the New York Times, the paper that started the Iraq War by lying about weapons of mass destruction and got a million people killed. So they lied about his book.
The Great Reset and the War for the World, the historic book that lays out the plans of the Great Reset Death Star and exposes the New World Order's plans for global enslavement. Get your copy now at Amazon.com to keep the book at number one and InfoWarsStore.com to help keep InfoWars on the air. The Great Reset and the War for the World by Alex Jones. Now number one in the world.
The sad music. Does everybody have to troll me, guys? We have to do this. We bring on two attorneys, Alex Jones, my personal hero, friend of mine. We have to play the sad music. I feel like Howard Stern in Private Parts, where he talks about when his wife has a miscarriage. But with all that, we don't want to get too sad. I am Primetime 99, but we have two great attorneys. We got Michael Hamilton. Michael is a cornerstone attorney. He's dedicated his practice to fighting medical tyranny. And we also have Dan Watkins, who's a 30-year practicing lawyer. He's licensed in California and Nevada, and he's litigated thousands of cases in the medical and dental malpractice area. And this is why it's important. So, you know, obviously, guys, I can give you guys a little better of an intro, but for me, I have to be the belle of the ball. I have to take all the attention because my mom, for the people that are playing at home that might not know, my mom was sick, and she was sick probably for about 2 weeks, and then towards the second week of the sickness, because you guys might not know this, I was, you know, giving her food, you know, going and visiting her, and just, she had had COVID earlier in the year, and this is at the beginning of October, right around my birthday. My birthday is October 8th. My mom died October 25th. And so basically, right around my birthday, my mom's, like, not feeling well, and so I'm kind of taking care of her, and she had had COVID, like, you know, about the year before. I forget which month. But, you know, I'd taken care of her then, too. You know, I got her, like, fluids and Pedialyte and stuff like that, and she kind of, she got through it. And then this time I feel a little guilty because I wish I would have, you know, taken her maybe not necessarily to the hospital, but I wish we would have gotten more intense treatment earlier because we didn't even start with ivermectin because it went from where she wasn't that bad. And then she, I think it was the 18th, I believe. I'm going to go visit my mom, and that morning she's not answering her cell phone, so I go, I drive over to her condo, and she's not there, and she's always there, and her cat's there. And so then I call 911, they say she's in the hospital, she goes to the hospital, she's on a BiPAP machine, she can breathe, she can talk, and she's like, yeah, Alex, you know, I was sitting here and I dialed 911 because I stood up and I fainted, and I really, my ankle hurt so bad, her leg hurt really bad, right? And I'm talking to her, even though she has this BiPAP machine, it's like on her nose. And then within 7 days, that first day we walked in there, we said we do not want to be intubated and we do not want remdesivir. And then after that, they treated us like we were persona non grata. I mean, like we were just, you know, scum of the earth. I mean, they would walk in there with seven different layers to their hazmat suit. You would have thought my mom had Ebola. And then, like I said, they did. They said that they weren't going to give her remdesivir. They gave her remdesivir. Her lungs filled up with fluid. And they basically euthanized her with pain medication. She died in my arms on October 25th, the worst day of my life. And I want to show this clip, though. This is the clip. This one is emotional for me. It's a short clip. It's 20 seconds. And this is me speaking to the palliative care and then Dr. Snow, my mom's doctor. And I asked them, why did they give her remdesivir? And at this point, I was so desperate, I was begging for them to intubate her. But they said, because we signed the DNR, they wouldn't do that. But so here, roll the clip, please.
Well, I just don't understand why I said I didn't want her remdesivir when you guys put her on remdesivir.
Can you hear that?
These doctors, and she had already been on that and completed the course.
Yeah, but I'm talking about before the first day we're in here, I said we didn't want to do that. And you guys did that anyway.
So if you look at the studies right now.
Listen, I don't care about the studies. I asked you not to do something and you did it. Okay? That's the problem.
Let's hear that one more time.
I just don't understand why I said I didn't want her remdesivir when you guys put her on remdesivir.
That was the infectious disease doctors, and she had already been on that and completed the course.
Yeah, but I'm talking about before the first day we're in here, I said we didn't want to do that. And you guys did that anyway.
So if you look at the studies right now.
Listen, I don't care about the studies. I asked you not to do something, and you did it. Okay? That's the problem.
So, guys, when you guys see that, Michael, what's the first thing that comes to your mind?
First of all, it's heartbreaking.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry for your loss, Alex. I can tell you that I've been flooded at this point with hundreds, if not thousands, of stories from all around the country of people who begged not to be given remdesivir. I received a text from somebody in Iowa that I've never met as I was driving here.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, we said no remdesivir. We put signs on the door. We put signs in the sink. We were promised no remdesivir. The remdesivir was given immediately, and the person was just flooded with remdesivir, and it was this person's mother, and she died. And we just hear these stories over and over. And people have asked me, you know, could it be a mistake? Could it be coincidental that? And my answer is no. And we'll get more into.
Yeah, well, it's not a mistake. I'm sorry to cut you off. No, they wanted more people to die to make the numbers look more intense, and they wanted my mom to die. So I want to hear about other stories. But Dan, in your professional opinion, I know you've been an attorney, you know, over 30 years, and I know medical malpractice has to be one of the hardest, probably, you know, practices of law. I'm guessing because these doctors have so much, you know, they don't have a lot of liability. So do you think anybody will ever pay for all of the remdesivir, even though they know that it shuts down the organs? I mean, I guess my point being is the sudden adult death syndrome. Nobody's ever going to talk about sudden adult death syndrome. Do you think the remdesivir would be similar to that, in your opinion?
Well, the reason we're filing these lawsuits is because when I see that clip, I sense your loss, and it's horrifying. But I'm also enraged because I've actually defended doctors and dentists in my malpractice work, not been on the plaintiff's side. And what that comment was by the palliative doctor was just completely wrong. It's wrong information. And they're just relying on some rote protocol, and they're following it. And then by following that, they're causing people to lose their lives. Good people are losing their lives. So there's rage involved in that. And the main thing that Michael and I are trying to accomplish here is bring awareness to the fact that they're being deceived. The medical deception associated with remdesivir is beyond anything I could have ever imagined in the medical community. And then the unconsented to medical care, that's where we go after them. Because that's how you can make them pay. That's how you can get past just the standard negligence claim.
Well, I've had a lot of anxiety, and one of my best friends, a guy named John Gross, and he's my attorney, but he handles more civil stuff. And I've been just so stressed out. Everybody's like, "Oh, Alex, you're doing so well. You know, I just got signed a deal with a Blaze, and we had a lot of opportunities in the past year. But this year, I'm just telling them, like, oh, it just sucks. My life just sucks because I've also been having this thing hang over my head. Maybe you guys can walk me off the ledge. Is that they say there's only a year to file a medical malpractice lawsuit, and everybody expects me to file some lawsuit against, you know, Baylor Hospital, which I will. But a lot of attorneys that I talked to said it's futile. Because, first of all, that was the recommended, you know, medical procedure for COVID at the time. So, technically, a doctor, you know, like I know better than a doctor, you know, I mean, they do have an argument with that. So, I guess my point being is I feel like that year, it's going to be October 25th like that. And then that's a year since my mom died and I didn't really necessarily get to get any justice for her. And it makes me sick.
Yeah, there's many objectives in filing a lawsuit. One, of course, is to have you compensated for your loss. But I think what's important for us in these cases is to get to the heart of why these decisions are being made, because the patient ultimately gets to choose. And when you tell the doctor and your mother tells the doctor no remdesivir, then there's no remdesivir. The patient gets to make the choice. That's a fundamentally protected right from the Constitution, and the doctors are...
Is it, though? I mean, and I'm not trying to kick back, because let's say I get in a car accident. I don't want any pain pills. I don't want any pain pills. They might give you a morphine, right? I mean, don't they have some sort of... And I'm just trying to play devil's advocate. Don't they have some sort of leeway? I mean, I think the third leading cause of death is medical malpractice. So don't they get to override us? Even if I say, I don't want this, don't they, if they believe it's going to save your life, don't they have carte blanche to prescribe
that? They do not.
They don't.
Up in here. I'll tell you that the Supreme Court has ruled on more than one occasion that patients have an essentially unassailable right to refuse medication, even if it could be life-saving medication. The doctor can't force medication on them against their will.
Okay.
And there may be some extremely limited exceptions.
Yeah.
If somebody's not in their right mind, they're not in a position to, you know, maybe they're unconscious and a doctor's administering life-saving medication that the person might have said no to had they been awake. You know, maybe something like that. But if somebody's awake and lucid and they're saying, "I don't want that medication." I mean, what's a DNR after all? They're saying, "I have the right to die if I want to. I have a right to refuse medication that might be good for me. If I don't want it in my body and I tell you not to put it in there, The Supreme Court has said you can't put it in there.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's good news. I mean, I guess, you know, but I'll tell you this much. Probably the most challenging thing that I've ever done was signing that DNR. And just the way they presented it to us, I mean, it was like they were selling me a bad car or something. You know, like it was just like a shady business deal. Like, here, sign it. You know, get your name on the dotted line. And then they're just like, wipe their hands of me and my mom. And that's the exact feeling that it gave me at the time. And I just, you know, now looking back, like, I guess I didn't even, and then I was telling you the guilt that I felt. I mean, I guess I didn't even know how monumental it was that I was signing that paper, basically, like the first day. I think it was the first full day in there, less than 24 hours, we had signed that DNR, all because we didn't want to intubate. And I had been awake to, you know, the COVID stuff and the protocols that are killing people. So that's why I feel so guilty. But all right, we're going to be back with Dan and Michael on the other side of the break. And we're going to talk about what they're doing to expose these protocols that are actually murdering people, not just people, murdering the person that I love most in the world. So we're going to see on the other side. I know we got, sometimes we got some sad segments. Sometimes I'm in a woman's bathing suit and you can see my derriere. You know, it's a feast or famine. It's either or. All right, we'll see you on the other side of the break, guys.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's BETTER to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's BETTER to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Mission.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Michael Hamilton, and we're talking about remdesivir, we're talking about the vaccine, we're talking about the protocols that are killing millions of people. What is it, a million Americans died of COVID? Is that the official number that they say?
A million Americans died.
Is that the official number?
I think that's what I've heard. Yeah, that was put out yesterday, I believe.
In your opinion, I mean, I know that's just kind of a rough number, but, you know, obviously these PCR tests, I don't trust them. You know, those are garbage. But of the million people that died, how many do you think were from protocols? I mean, I know you don't know, but just what would you guess? Just from your, you know, touch and feeling from what you've gauged so far.
Let me answer it this way. I think everybody would be shocked at what the real number is. It's
really over 50%.
It's hard to make a guess, but I will tell you, since these lawsuits were filed, Michael and I have received thousands of emails across the country from people in almost every state with the exact same protocol story. Just like you described.
Well, what about the they do a bad intubation? Because I didn't even realize that was, you know, the people act like an intubation is just some easy procedure. It's actually pretty complicated as well. Do you guys deal with any of the intubation injury patients? Not really?
No.
No.
Not in this lawsuit, but we've heard stories of people who are intubated badly. Right. We heard just a heart-wrenching story last.
I've heard people go brain dead from being intubated incorrectly.
And that's something that I can't speak to.
But I know you guys focus on the remdesivir, but okay. So you also just mentioned Michael that you're suing about the vaccine, and so tell me this. You know, I don't know if you know about the newest one, Omicron variant, whatever name they're giving it for the new vaccine. They tested it on 8 mice. So how, as your professional opinion as an attorney, I mean, can they get something passed to be, you know, used as emergency use authorization when it's not even tested, not just not long form tested, but not even tested on human beings?
Yeah, I don't see how they can do it, but they're doing it. I mean, they got emergency use authorization for remdesivir, which in the Ebola study, it killed 53% of the people. But the NIH sends 9 of their people in front of the CDC, along with a few others. Those 9 had a financial interest in Gilead Sciences, which makes remdesivir, and they said, oh, it's safe and effective. It's been proven to work against COVID, which was a flat-out lie.
No, it doesn't work. No. And it's been shown. And this is what I don't understand, is because even COVID, and you said it, we've stated this number, I believe it's 99.7% survival rate, you know, for all ages. I think the average age of mortality is like 72.4, and I think the average age for all causes is like 71 or something. So it's like you actually live a little bit longer if you were to die of COVID mathematically, if you're using that comparison. But I guess my whole point with that is that if they didn't do this protocol and it was just a virus going around with 99.7% survival rate, would a lot more people be alive, obviously?
No question about it, yes. A lot more people would be alive. That's an easy answer. They're giving something with a mortality rate of over 53% to something that kills less than 0.5% of all the people who get infected with it.
And do you think, Dan, when you get in front of a jury and you say all this and you know you have some class action lawsuit and you say, oh, well, they gave remdesivir, and you're going to say, oh, they purposely gave them remdesivir to kill them. Aren't the people in the jury going to say, who is this tinfoil hat guy on InfoWars? You know, why would they? Because people have what is called cognitive dissonance, where they think the people in power actually have their back, when in reality they only have their own back. So how do you convince a jury that these doctors actually wanted to, maybe not knowingly, but indirectly, kill people by proxy in order to make their sickness seem more dramatic?
Yeah, I don't know if that's exactly the angle we're going to take. But what I am seeing, and I mentioned earlier to you, were representing thousands of people in California against the mandates. They were fired because they didn't want to have the vaccine taken.
Mm-hmm.
And what's coming out now is the failure of the vaccine to actually be a vaccine. It's not that. It doesn't stop transmissibility. We've heard that from Fauci and the CDC, and we know that. And people are hearing that. And so what we're seeing in resistance to that is the refusal to take the boosters. And we're seeing that in the healthcare industry. We're seeing that in the school districts. We're seeing that in the first responders that we represent across the country. And so the expectation is that that same type of information will become known in, as it relates to remdesivir. And when we get to the time of trial, which is probably 18 months away from now, we're hoping that the public information on remdesivir, its failures, the failure to give proper information to the patient, the failure and, in fact, the intentional disregard of the patient's right to choose what they're going to do, is obvious now to them. And we've seen that happen with the vaccine. We're hoping it happens with remdesivir, and it happens through exposure like this on this show, you, Alex Jones, and everybody who's being kind enough to put us out there so we can tell people, because the more people that know, the more people that refuse, the more people that resist, the easier it will be for us to prove that.
And Dan has a great website, declaretruth.us. You're going to be able to get more information about this, and as well as a GiveSendGo/remdesivir death if you guys want to support. And we also want to do a call to action for any attorneys out there that want to get involved, that want to fight the good fight, that maybe were a victim to this or know somebody that was a victim to, you know, these murderous protocols. And you guys definitely please reach out to declaretruth.us, reach out to Dan. I want you guys to try to reach out to Michael, because we need to come together. That's the problem, and I talk about this all the time, is that we're fighting against not human beings that we're fighting against. We're fighting against these multinational corporations like, you know, Gilead or Pfizer or, you know, Moderna, and it's almost impossible to win. And I know you guys have more experience, 30 years, but I mean, can you beat Pfizer, Dan?
Unified, we can. That's what I believe. Mm-hmm. That if everybody in America comes together and starts resisting when we see this type of protocol that goes against everything that we've understood as when we grew up in America, we have the right to choose what we're going to do with our own bodies as it relates to medical care, and that's being tossed aside. We have the right to say no to medical treatment because of our religious beliefs, and that's tossed aside. We have the right to bear arms, but that's tossed aside. When the establishment refuses to allow us those liberties and everybody stands up against it, I think we can win.
Yeah, I think the civil disobedience is really important, but it's hard for me to not get a little black-pilled, because people, you know, where you just kind of get a little bit, like, nihilistic, where you're like, you know, do people, are they going to even fight for themselves? But then you see the people losing their jobs, you see the service members in the Army Reserve, you know, getting kicked out. So, you know, for a vaccine that doesn't even necessarily stop the spread of it, as a matter of fact, I think it, you know, gives you the virus, but, you know, let me put on my tinfoil hat when I say that, they're going to get mad. But I just, it just still makes me sick. This is a reality in which we live in, that there's doctors that are actually killing people, and they don't feel any guilt whatsoever. And like, the guilt for me will never, it'll never go away. So it's a really bad situation, and I really appreciate you guys being on the front line and fighting this. And I know it's probably pretty thankless. You guys have to spend a lot of hours, a lot of litigation. It's a lot of, like, running around, a lot of squeezing, not a lot of juice right now, especially at the beginning of this trial.
Yeah.
Because you guys have to do so much of whatever, you know, pre-trial stuff before, and, yeah, you know, it's expensive. So I really appreciate you guys dedicating your time to this. And what's the last thing you want to leave us with, Michael?
Alex, I want to come back just briefly to the GiveSendGo address. I think I may have given it to you incorrectly in the beginning, but it's GiveSendGo.com/FresnoRemdesivirDeath.
Okay.
People are asking us, how can we help? Pray for us. You know, Dan and I, as Christ followers, we see that we're confronted with this great evil in our country. We believe that God is greater than that evil. We ask for prayer first. We ask for support second. This is an expensive lawsuit. These people can't. They can't afford the expense of a lawsuit like this.
Right.
But folks from all over have been giving generously what they can, sometimes in small amounts, sometimes in larger. But we really just ask that people would pray for us, and that they would stand up, say no to lies, stand up for the truth, and together we will defeat this.
All right, we got 20 seconds, Dan. What do you want to say before we go?
When I add to my answer about can we win this, unified we can, but unified with God, we're almost certain to.
I agree. Sorry to cut you off. We got to find strength in the Creator. I think that's the only way we get through this, because, you know, life is not meant to be a rose garden. So sometimes there's ups and downs. We got to get through, you know, when the tough gets going, the going gets tough. We'll see you on the other
side. It's the fourth coin that we've released in the last year, and I believe the most powerful, the Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt. Citizen of a Republic, the Man in the Arena. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence in the world. It will never be made again. It's not just an amazing historic coin. It funds the information war against the globalists. This is something you want to hand down to your grandchildren. This is something you want to own. And as a fundraiser, it is funding the information war against the globalists. Ladies and gentlemen, 10,000 coins are available. They'll sell out very quickly. Please be part of history. And thank you all for your support. You can go to 1776coin.com or you can go to PatriotCollectibles.com and secure this coin. There's only 10,000 of this coin in existence, and it funds the info war. Man in the Arena coin, Teddy Roosevelt, 1776coin.com.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Unfortunately, such hate-fueled violence and threats are not new to America. There is a through line of hate, from massacres of indigenous people to the original sin of slavery, the terror of the Klan, to anti-immigration violence against the Irish, Italians, Chinese, Mexicans, so many others laced through our history. There's a through line of violence against religious groups, anti-Semitic, anti-Catholic, anti-Mormon, anti-Muslim, anti-Hindu, anti-Sikh. Look, folks, And that through line of hate never fully goes away.
There's a thorough line of hate through all of American history. In Biden's full speech, that's posted at InfoWars.com, he demonizes the very heart and soul of our republic. The United States was one of the first countries to ban slavery after England did. England fought wars all over the planet to end slavery, something that Great Britain did that was amazing. That's part of history. The only places slavery happened after that were areas of Asia, Africa, and Latin America. But you don't see massive demonization of those countries. You see demonization of the West. We are told that whites and Europeans are the most evil, and that the UK is evil, and that people in the United States are evil. It's absolutely preposterous, and they know it. If you see the movie Revenant with Leonardo DiCaprio, it's excellent. It's based on a true story. In fact, I read a book about it, and there was historical documents at the time that confirmed that whole story's true, and even more. The second half of that movie that they never made is even more insane. And he finally, the guy that Leonardo DiCaprio plays, gets killed by Native Americans. And it just shows how Native Americans would come to you and say, if you don't help us kill this other tribe, we're going to kill you. And then other white settlers would come and say, if you don't help us Native Americans, we'll kill you. Whites and Native Americans act just the damn same. We're all human beings. We all get in gangs. We all do bad things. We all do good things. And the idea of original sin, that white people are inherently bad, that we're seeing come out of the Pentagon, out of the universities, is meant to create a guilt to make the American people the bad guys and to drive a wedge. And as viewers and listeners, you know and understand that that is what they're doing. But that's why it's up to us to not get baited into the racism, and to transcend above it, and to reach out to all these communities and let them know that this is a mass manipulation. And the good news is why the Democrats are panicking. They're also panicking in Europe. Polls in the U.S. and Europe all show that even third world populations they brought in are waking up very quickly and voting, as soon as they're citizens, up to a third or a half for populist or conservatives or nationalists, because they understand that the globalists are playing us off against each other. That's why Trump got double the Hispanic votes and double the black votes of any Republican in history, because that lie is starting to break down. And people understand it's the Democrats that are the human smugglers. It's the Democrats that are the globalists. It's the Democrats that are part of the Great Reset. Now, we're going to get back to Alex Stein in a live show today, the amazing job he's doing. I really appreciate him being here with all the amazing guests and information he's got coming up in the next few hours. But I wanted to just encourage viewers and listeners to understand something. InfoWars needs your help to stay on air. InfoWars is barely staying afloat right now, and that's why the corporate media lies and says we have hundreds of millions of dollars. That is a lie. That is a fraud. We are completely maxed out, but we're having bigger effects and are under greater attack than ever because we are exposing the new world order together. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com right now and help keep the most powerful independent media on earth in attack formation. InfoWarsStore.com has amazing sales that are running for just a week or so more. The trifecta. Immune supercharger with DNA Force Plus, super strong high-quality vitamin C and zinc, and then the D3 gummies that are super high-quality with the calcium for your immune system and more. Everybody going into the fall and winter should be getting beefed up on these things for your immune system and more. They're 50% off together, 40% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. For a limited time as well, we've shipped out all the previous signed books. We're doing one more run that are in stock right now of signed books at InfoWarsStore.com. You can buy the regular book unsigned for the regular price. Appreciate the support. But if you want to be an individual really in the fight, keeping us on air, please go to InfoWarsStore.com and get the signed book of The Great Reset and The War for the World. And finally, exclusively at 1776coin.com, we have the other fundraiser coin, the Teddy Roosevelt Man in the Arena coin, and the markup there is, again, a fundraiser. Keep us on air. Please come through. I know we're in a depression. I know stuff's falling apart. We told you this was coming, and my biggest worry was getting supplies in to get funds in before the real depression hit. Well, we barely got the supplies in finally. Some products sold out for a year, and then now things are falling apart. So every time we make it through one challenge, a new challenge arrives. We're not going to give up. We're going to keep fighting. So back to Alex Stein on live broadcast. Again, please take action. Please keep fighting. Please keep us in the fight. InfoWarsStore.com, and God bless and good luck.
Wow, Alex Jones giving me a shout out. Primetime 99. I gotta say, you know, the my ego makes me feel so good. This Alex Jones saying my name. I can't even get into the next guest. All right, but with that, I want to bring him on. He's the CEO of X Strategies. He's an arch nemesis to one of my arch nemesis, Dan Crenshaw, and he's the one, the only Alex Brusewitz. Alex, welcome to the show. How are you doing, my friend?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Okay, so I wanted to bring you on. I know you haven't been on InfoWars, and this is the most banned media company on the face of the earth. So now you might get canceled, Alex. I hope Dan Crenshaw, when he sees this, they're going to say, oh, those conspiracy tinfoil hat-wearing people, we had weapons of mass destruction. The government wouldn't lie. Okay, but why do you have beef with Dan Crenshaw? And I know you're the guest. Let me let you talk. But for me, it wasn't just the kicking service members out for not getting vaccinated, and it wasn't just for his, you know, globalist policies, but for me, he just sucks. He's just unfunny and lame, and I don't even think he needs to wear the eye patch. Okay, go ahead. Why is that? Why does Dan Crenshaw stink, Alex?
Well, I'm a big believer in the America First agenda, and a big defender of MAGA Republican. And you know, after the 2020 election, the contrast between the MAGA Republicans and the rhinos couldn't be more clear. You know, tens of millions of Americans had questions about what took place in the election. And the MAGA Republican said, I hear your concerns. I hear your questions. I want to do the best of my ability to answer your questions. I'm going to fight for transparency. I'm going to fight for election integrity. But then there was this wing of the Republican Party, the Rhino wing, led by Mitt Romney and Liz Cheney, that said, we don't care about what took place in 2020. Trump is bad. MAGA Republicans suck. And so we're going to move in a different direction. And Dan Crenshaw, who used to be part of the MAGA Republican wing, decided to stand with Liz Cheney, decided to stand with Mitt Romney, and said that even if there is voter fraud, we're not going to look into it. We're going to move forward. And he really just became one of the biggest rhinos in Washington. And so I actively call him out. I'm thankful that you call him out. Alex Jones calls him out because he's a real problem, because unlike other rhinos that are just stupid, Dan is dangerous. Dan has access to Paul Singer and the World Economic Forum cash. He says, I'm not World Economic Forum, but in reality, everybody knows that Dan is World Economic Forum, and he's part of the globalist New World Order. And then also, when you call out Dan Crenshaw, he takes things so personally.
Yeah.
And he's so vindictive. And so I'm a young man. I'm 25 years old, and I own a business. And so when I first started tweeting, Dan, why are you a rhino? Why do you hate Trump? Why do you hate your voters? He started calling my clients and trying to get my clients to fire me and said, you know, Alex hurts my feelings on Twitter. Please fire him. Please fire him. And they all said, sorry, Dan, we can't do that. So now he's not only is he vindictive, not only is he a bad member of Congress, he's a really bad person, and I really look forward to him losing his seat in the near future.
Yeah, I mean, I think you really nailed it. And there was a point where Dan was, you know, likable, I think, in the MAGA movement, but he lost that. Okay, so we're about to go to the break in about 40 seconds, so we'll catch you on the other side. But for me, though, with Dan Crenshaw, this is the problem, is when I'm hanging out in D.C. and I'm sitting there at the Capitol steps, 80% of these politicians I can't even recognize, right? I'm like, who is that? Is that Chuck Grassley? Is that Mark Takano from California? Is that who? You know what I mean? I don't even know who half these people are. But that's the problem. You talk about the power that Dan Crenshaw has. He's a notable guy. He's like AOC. He's one of these people that has now become basically a celebrity congressman, and that separates him and makes him more powerful than the other congressmen. Okay, we're going to dive deep into Dan Crenshaw on the other side. My main man, Alex Brusewitz, we're going to go after Dan. So, Dan, if you're watching this, we're coming for you, Rhino! Be careful! See you on the other side.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New
American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Team, first class production team here at InfoWars. I mean, I'm telling you guys, I really feel like a true pimp on a blimp. Not always do I get to come inside this beautiful studio and I get all you can eat brain force. Now, I don't know if you guys can see this, but we need to zoom in on this. You know, Alex, you know, we got Alex Brusewitz on here. We want to bring on Alex, but I don't know if you know this, but I'm doing 4 hours today. And this is a little secret that a lot of broadcasters don't want you to know because, you know, my biological father, Tucker Carlson, he is not giving me a lot of pointers, Alex. I've had to learn this stuff on my own, on the streets, as I say. And let me tell you something. You take a little bit of this brain force. You this, because I don't have a brain. I'm like the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz. But I put this in there. Wow. InfoWarsStore.com. Now my brain is working. Now I can function. So, Alex, welcome to the show. Do you have problems getting an erection? Because we can help you fix that if you do.
I'm not... I'm not impotent. Like,
well, so you haven't been vaccinated. Because, listen, I got vaccinated to protect my family members and protect my grandmother, and now I haven't got an erection ever since the Moderna. So that's neither here nor there. That's conspiracy. Do not let this go out to the regular airways. It is safe and effective, even though almonds are not safe and effective for 7 billion people, even though peanuts are not safe and effective for 7 billion people, and even though shellfish, your favorite shrimp, lobster, langosta, whatever you want to call it, that is not safe and effective for 7 billion people. But the Fauci ouchie is safe and effective for every human being. It doesn't matter if you have allergies. You're not going to be allergic to this, according to the man, the myth, the legend, Dr. Fauci. Okay, back to our guest, Alex. Welcome to the show. Sorry, you know, we got to pay the bills, and this is how we pay the bills here, InfoWarsStore.com. Alex, how, as a young man like you, 25, how have you made such a headway in this political sphere? Because I'll be honest, I'm kind of apolitical, almost anti-political, but people like you that are young, that are in the scene, that are doing good work, I really applaud you, because when I was 25, I was a drunk mess. I was an idiot, you know what I mean? I was, you know, barely, you know, could tie my shoes. So how did you get motivated to go and make a change in this political sphere, Alex?
Well, I started my company in 2016, 2017, shortly after President Trump was inaugurated. And, you know, I used social media. Back then, social media was free, fair, and everybody could access it. In the glory days, Alex Jones was on there and had almost a million followers on Twitter. And then what happened to him was horrible. And it started happening to, you know, it happened to him, it happened to Loomer, it happened to a lot of my favorite social media accounts. They started getting banned. And, you know, I'm still up and running, but I had to diversify the platforms that I use. But Twitter has really been an amazing platform for my business, because it's the only platform that you can tag really anybody in the world, and there's a chance that they react. And a lot of these thin-skinned politicians, they react to everything that gets thrown their way on social media. As you know, Alex, you simply at them on Twitter, you say how horrible they are. And the smart ones, they ignore it. But the ones who are with such fragile egos and are very insecure, they have to react. And so, you know, a lot of the controversy actually, you know, helps me. Dan Crenshaw, you know, when he acknowledges me on social media, when he takes time out of his day, he's a congressman, he represents 750,000 Americans. But when people like him take time out of their day to attack me or attack you, that puts us on the same level. And so, if a 25-year-old can get under the skin of a congressman, imagine what the Chinese Communist Party or...
Well, speaking of the Chinese Communist Party, no, I ran into Eric Swalwell and I asked him about Feng Feng, his Chinese spy girlfriend. And, of course, you know, he did, you know, but he kept his head down. He did the game plan like you're supposed to do. You're just supposed to ignore the troll. You're not supposed to feed it. You don't want to get in the mud with a pig like me. But Dan Crenshaw, I mean, I'm almost feeling guilty. It's like he's low-hanging fruit. I mean, I'm just keep on attacking him. Why does he come in the mud with pigs like us? I mean, shouldn't he have some sort of diplomacy as a congressman? But he has none. And why is that?
I think that Dan Crenshaw should release a medical report. I think that he has severe brain. I'm not joking. And, you know, I wish him well if that's the case. But it's clear as day that he's not well functioning up there. He votes poorly. He makes really bad decisions. I think he's got a drinking problem as well. But he lashes out. He lashes out online. You know, he sends people threatening and menacing texts as, you know, as early as 2 in the morning, as late as 2 in the morning. And so, you know, the guy's got serious problems. I do believe he's mentally unfit to be a member of Congress. And so I challenge him, please release your medical reports. Please release a brain scan to make sure that, he is mentally fit. But, you know, talk about Joe Biden being unfit, which he is. But I think that we have members of Congress who also have brain damage and brain problems who should not be in positions of power. And Dan's one of them.
And I want you guys to go follow on Twitter. Go to Alex Brusewitz. I know it's a little hard to spell, but Brusewitz. And I want everybody to go follow him, because this is, like I said, it's just so great to watch your work going after Dan. But I'll be honest. I got to stop saying I'll be honest. But, you know, after this weekend, I got in Swalwell's face. I basically had Dan Crenshaw have a, you know, meltdown publicly. And, you know, everybody's like, oh, Alex, you're doing great work. Good job. Alex Jones says, come host my show. Everybody's all happy. It means nothing without AOC. It means nothing without my big booty Latina. I can get 10,000 Dan Crenshaw trolls, and it wouldn't be equal to one
big booty Latina interaction with AOC. But okay, in my opinion, is I know you hate Dan. Is Dan dumber than AOC? I feel like AOC might be smarter than Dan Crenshaw.
I think you're right about that. And you know, I've been praying for your relationship with AOC over the last. I think you guys make a wonderful couple, you guys should procreate. I think you guys would have amazing babies. But I do think that Dan is actually one of the dumbest members of Congress that we have. He thinks he's smart, but you know he's very slow, and also he's very insecure. You can tell by who he staffs in his office. You know, Dan's a little guy, which your video shows. You're a tall 6'4" man, hence why AOC's in love with you. But Dan's a little guy, but if you look at his office, all of his staffers are 5'3" and under. And I don't have anything against short people, okay? I'm not like short phobic. I think short people provide, you know, things to our society. But Dan is so insecure that he has to have little people work for him because he can't be the shortest guy in his office. And so it's really been a fascinating 9 months for me learning all these different things about Dan, how he ticks. You really came on the spot and came on the scene just a couple of months ago, and he already hates your guts. So you're doing something right. I'm proud of you.
Well, I appreciate that. And you know who I've become friends with, and I'm so blessed to even call her a friend, is Marjorie Taylor Greene. And Congresswoman Greene, the reason why I like her too is, although her and I don't agree on every single political issue by any means, actually her and I kind of disagree on some big stuff, but she's down to earth. And that's the biggest surprise to me. You would think that this politician would have this bedside manner that, you know, would make him affable to all these, you know, he goes to all these, you know, fundraiser types. You would think that you would be kind of like a man of the people, like you wouldn't even get in that position. But he's not. He's not down to earth. He's not. So do you think it could be maybe he's like shell-shocked? Because come on, dude, I'm from Texas. We have a little bit of Southern hospitality. Like, where did all of his Southern hospitality go? Do you think it was just a freaking IUD that shook him stupid?
Yeah, well, you know, I obviously appreciate his military service and everything
As do I. And I'm sorry, Alex, I want to ask you a question. I want to, you know, he tries to pay me. I care about every single individual inside the uniform. Every single person, the man or woman, I respect. Our veterans are treated to horrible. I respect. But the uniform as a whole and some of the, you know, actions that they've done, I don't necessarily support every single action of the uniform. But the men and women that put it on, I support each and every single one of you. So for him to try to create this narrative like I don't like veterans, it's provably false, and that's how low and cheap he is trying to create that narrative.
Yeah, it's a Democrat move, you know, and that's your right as an American to question your government and the decisions that it makes. And I never once thought that you attacked our veterans or their military service. I know that you respect our troops, and I see all of these veterans for Alex Stein coming out of the woodworks And so I think you have more veteran support than Dan Crenshaw has. You know, Dan is not a man of the people by any means. He isn't a Texan by any means. He was raised in a very affluent family. His father was in the oil industry overseas. And so he's not a man of the people. He's not a Texan at heart. He just bought that seat. You know, he likes to mingle with the likes of Bill Barr and other swamp creatures. He has a fundraiser with Bill Barr tonight. But he doesn't care about the constituents. He wants to play the D.C. game. He wants all the swamp, you know, money and the Halliburtons and the Boeings and all. Paul Singer, you brought up Marjorie Taylor Greene. You know, Marjorie Taylor Greene was very critical of Dan Crenshaw.
Mm-hmm.
And Singer, at the time, he owned the biggest equity portion in Twitter. And all of a sudden, Marjorie gets banned from Twitter shortly after she starts publicizing Dan Crenshaw. Is that a coincidence? I don't know. But, you know, he does not care about the constituents because he cares about the D.C. game too much. He wants Bill Barr's money. He wants the swamp money. And it's wrong because his district, I just spoke there, they're great people. They're patriotic Americans. They love God and they love our country and they deserve better representation.
You said it best. All right, guys. Alex Brusewitz, go follow him on Twitter. Thank you for being a guest. Talk to you soon.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwhyprotein.net. That's bestwhyprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.